is this Vortech. That makes me Jeremy, the Impact York. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio. Happy Hump Day. Happy Hump Day. We'll make it through another week. It's a modern miracle in itself. We all know who to thank for that. Make sure you're thanking the right people. You guys know who you are. My goodness, I should take a picture and put it out of my notes and stat sheets in this particular for this particular show, because I mean, my goodness, it is. Not only great to be with you guys this week, been training hard, been trying to get in better shape. I think everybody's trying to do that. Not really a beach bod type thing, not really a dad bod type thing, because A, I'm not a dad yet, and B, I'm not sure if I'm going to see the beach for a while. So, just really trying to get in better shape, you know? And I know you guys are too. A lot of you guys have chimed in and had tips and talked about other things, and that's all great. And I appreciate some of the tips. And I know we've went back and forth. We've talked about some things here and there. I'm going to try my best to I got one Nashville note that I forgot last week. I'm going to add a gladiator thing or so. I'm going to talk a little bit of hurricanes. There was some news with them. And then we're going to get into these playoffs, because we're going to start all the way back game three of the Western Conference Final. And I'm going to get you all the way through every game up until tonight's game seven. Yeah, not say it. Not didn't misspeak. Man, staggered a little bit, but I didn't misspeak. Game seven. Washington Capitals, Tampa Bay Lightning. I got friends on both sides of this one. We all know I've been pulling for the Caps, but the winner gets the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, the Vegas Golden Knights. Are you kidding? Nope, can't make that up. But want to start with my smaller stuff first, just as I said. The Nashville news that I forgot was to say that the former captain, Mike Fisher, is officially calling it quits. He's not quitting. I think he's stepping away. He did everything he could to help get this team back to the finals. They fell a little short. So I think he's ready to call it a career. One heck of a career he had. You can hear us clapping here in place. Everybody here at Impact Media, Mike Fisher, you had a heck of a career, sir, and you deserve a fruity drink, some sand underneath, and a nice hammock among some trees. You, the back of your wife's tour bus. Those are pretty nice too. I believe you can get those same fruity drinks, and I'm sure there's some sand somewhere. But that was pretty much the news there. Nashville's obviously going to gear up for next year. Figure out some things going on. Gladiators stuff. Let's see. Did they have... No, they have not. Okay, good. This is one of the things I was wanting to say. On Thursday, May 31st, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., May 31st would be next Thursday, right? No. Yeah, next Thursday. Good thing there's two calendars in this room. Next Thursday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., you can go up to the arena. There's special directions on how to get there, atlantagladiators.com. Click on the story. They are having their new and game-used equipment sale. It would be everything from sticks, helmets, practice jerseys, skates, locker room nameplates, gloves, various game-use items, much more. They will have the game-use white jerseys will be available for sale on a flat-rate cost. the ones that are not online for the auction, and obviously because they'll have new jerseys, so we won't have any big reason for those. Once again, if you want to attend the equipment sale and get to the locker room, you drive around to the back security gates of the Infinite Energy Center. You will get buzzed through. You park in the lot directly behind the arena. Enter the arena through the security entrance or locker room entrance, and attendants will be there to take you to the locker room. Any additional questions, obviously, AtlantaGladiators.com or 770-497-5100. Again, 770-497-5100. And, you know, gearing up for the 16th season. They have some killer ticket packages since the schedule already came out that you can go to AtlantaGladiators.com to check out as well. I'm excited. You should be excited. Tons of fun things there. Some Canes news. No, before I get into Canes news, I want to say another salute to another guy who is decided to hang up the skates, and that is one Marian Hossa is retiring after 19 seasons. 19. Just soak that in for a minute. 19 seasons. Obviously, he came in with the Senators. He got traded to the Atlanta Thrashers, where he got on a lot of our radars. He was part of the Danny Heatley trade. Without really going into that. Ended up going a few other places. Ended up in Chicago. I feel like he was in Boston or Pittsburgh. Maybe Pittsburgh? Either way, hoisted a few cups. Marian Hossa, just like I said to one Mikey Fisher, you get the salute from everybody here at the show. And, you know, see if you can get the hammock next to Mike and you guys can talk about hoisting the cup. Also, Rangers news. Boston University coach David Quinn let his current employer know that he has taken a job with his future employer. He's going to be the New York Rangers' new coach, David Quinn. So congratulations to David. Wish him all the best as far as that. He is taking over a program that is in an interesting spot, but we'll see what comes over that. You know, comes over that. If you haven't heard Canes Cast this week, I myself got to hear it a little bit earlier. They had the president and general manager, Don Waddell, on. He was with Mike and Mike, basically. Mike Maniscalco and the web Michael Smith. They did some edits, episode 43, in case you need to know. They talked Rod Brindamore as head coach. They talked front office, what's going to happen in the next month. Preparing for the draft. Don Waddell, fantastic guy. For the most part, at least among my circle of hockey fanatic friends and the general Atlanta area, he is considered a hero and a legend. I know a few people weren't the biggest fans of his because they thought some of the Thrasher stuff was his fault. I don't think that it was. In fact, maybe we can get Don Waddell on sometime. I would love to kick back and have a great conversation with him. So if anybody wants to put that in motion, or I believe we are going to put feelers out to a lot of different people that you guys requested to try to have on, we'll do what we can. But Canes Cast was fantastic this week. You guys should check that out. You can go to you can literally go anywhere that you can catch a podcast and download it, or you can go to the Canes website and listen to it there. What the Canes are doing here soon is, or actually right now, if you have a goal song, what you think the goal song should be when the Hurricanes score a goal, you go and fill out a form on NHL.com. It's also on the Canes part, and you literally have to fill it out. You do have to put in the name of the song. There's not something to choose from yet. They're getting just general things, just a lot of general suggestions. So, you know. Definitely go about that. And, you know, pick a good song. As soon as I think of a really good one, I'm gonna submit one myself. Because yeah, Rock You Like a Hurricane is great, but it's time to evolve a little bit. So, last thing I wanted to say is congratulations to Derek Ryan and Scott Darling, who got bronze medals, as Teams USA did well at the International Ice Hockey Final Federation's World Tournament. And also congratulations to Sebastian Aho, who was named the tournament's best forward and an all-star team member with a fantastic performance there. And also Teuvo Teravainen, who was just a hair behind him. Congratulations to all those guys, all those Hurricanes. I believe that gets us Alexander Kane is going to stay as a San Jose Shark. They are working on a 7-year contract. 7 year. I mean, he's only 26. Working on a 7-year contract. Wow. That's he seemed to fit in quite nicely over there. And you know, Coach Pepato, what do you think about the Sharks?
These guys are Warriors.
See, there you go. I thought they were Sharks. He thinks they're Warriors. Either way, what a good deal that's going to be, and I know friend of the show Cody Elias would be very ecstatic about that. Now let's get into these games, right? Yeah, that's what you tuned in for. You tuned in to hear what I had to say about the games. You tuned in for the preview of tonight's game, which we already have the pregame on here at the studio. Looking forward to really getting into this one. It's going to be great. Now, let me start. Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Winnipeg Jets. In the first period, you had Marchessault score 45 seconds into the game. That's something Vegas has been really doing. Scoring quickly, early, often, you know. It was a tough physical battle from there on out. In the second period, you had Shifley with the tap-in, which was answered almost immediately. It was 12 seconds later by James Neal of the Golden Knights. James Neal scores 30 goals wherever he goes. That incredible pickup from them. But that was a 2-1 score there. Neal was able to find Tuck as well for a goal that made it 3-1, and the physicality continued to increase from there. Sorry, just clearing the pipes there. Shifley scored 20 seconds into the third, which made it 3-2. Marchessault had a wraparound empty netter to clinch the game. It made it 4-2 overall. That was the final for the Golden Knights there. And that, you know, I'm just going to go straight through theirs. Now we move on to Game 4 of the Golden Knights-Winnipeg series there. Now, at this point, that made it 2-1 Vegas over Winnipeg. Winnipeg won Game 1. Vegas won Game 2 and Game 3. Move on to Game 4. Vegas Golden Knights early on the power play. Carlson was able to smash one in. The Jets were pressing hard in response, basically winning the possession battle. They actually won the possession battle for the first period, but Vegas still led on the scoreboard, which is what ultimately counts, 1-0. That led us to the second period, where they both traded great chances back and forth. Laine on the power play, it was a Alexander Ovechkin-type goal, top of the left circle, just crushed it in. I'm not sure that Marc-Andre Fleury and four of his buddies could have stopped it. Just a great shot. Laine is definitely something else. He really showed me some things. Let's see. Vegas answered quickly with a wraparound backhand pass and then a tap in by Nosek 43 seconds later. Seems like that Jets goal woke Vegas up. Vegas had tons of great shots following the goal, but it's still just 2-1 going into the third period. Where they don't have who scored it, but Winnipeg fired in a goal to tie it up 2-2. Oh, it was Meyer. There we go. Riley Smith had a breakaway goal right after that to make it 3-2. Byfuglien just, I don't know if he was out on his feet or what, but he whiffed on a few that turned into some crazy chances, including that breakaway. Your final was 3-2. Vegas had won three in a row at that point after losing game one, which led us to game five, which is just a couple days ago. Game five. Alex Tuch for the Vegas Golden Knights scored 5 minutes into the game. That made it 1-0. Jets were pushing and creating a lot of chances. They end up answering with 3 minutes to go in the first, where Morrissey was able to put one in. A lot of physical fisticuffs right after the horn. They obviously broke that up. Nothing big happened there. In the second period, it was super physical. I say physical a lot. It was back and forth. Great penalty kill by Winnipeg. The fourth line scores for Vegas. These fourth lines this year in the playoffs, in general, for any of these teams, have been unbelievable. Usually, your fourth line, a lot of times people think, oh, it's your grinder line. They're there to neutralize the other team's top line or something like that. These fourth lines are as deadly as the first lines. Just tells you about the overall depth in the NHL right now. That made it 1-1 going into the second. It was a great penalty kill. Oh, there it is. And Reeves was the one who scored that one 2-1. Hellebuck was using a backup mask at that particular point. He had a part come loose on the initial one, so he put on his backup mask. He gave up the goal. He immediately skated and grabbed his other one, went back to the original. I don't think it had anything to do with it, but it looked good. And that led us to period number three, where Byfuglien, like I said, just looked tired. He was fanning on a lot of shots. It just, I don't know. Maybe he was thinking too far ahead. Not sure what happened, really. But Vegas ended up winning that one 2-1. They win the series. They lost game one, swept the rest of it. So they set themselves up in the finals. So the story continues for them. And I'm excited for them. I know a lot of you guys are excited for them. It's a great story. Until I know who their opponent is, I don't know what their chances are. I would say right now 50-50 because I don't know who their opponent could be. I think the matchup with either one of these other two teams will be interesting. Speaking of the other two teams, let's go to game four between Tampa Bay and Washington. The Capitals strike first. It was Orlov on that one. The Bolts responded twice. It was Point and Stamkos on those. That led us 2-1 Lightning going into the second period. Kuznetsov answered for Washington. Then the chances and physicality escalated. Ended up being 2-2 at the end of the second. Going into the third, continued physicalness and chances. Holtby and Vasilevskiy were putting on just absolute shows. It was a duel back and forth. This was as classic as goaltender battle as you're going to see, making some unbelievable goals or goal stops for each side. Tampa Bay forced a goal. That was from Killorn. The Capitals pressed hard late, but the Bolts got the empty netter. Your final score, 4-2. The Bolts even the series at 2-2 at that point. That led us to game five between Tampa Bay and Washington, where Paquette scored 19 seconds in for Tampa Bay. Palat slapped one in as well, made it 2-0. Tampa Bay was continuing to dominate on every level at this point. The Capitals pushed late. It was still 2-0 going into the second. Callahan taps in one 33 seconds in, 3-0. Kuznetsov does a redirect. Ended up being 3-1, leading into the third period. physical battles all over the ice, and some careful laid-back strategy as well. They would push when they needed to. They would pull back when they needed to. Great strategy by both. Tampa Bay continued to dominate many facets of the game. Their defensemen were blocking tons of shots, which ultimately ends up being the ultimate decider in this game. Ovechkin scored just a hammer goal with a minute and a half left and made it 3-2. Caps had a frenzy of shots late, but Tampa Bay wins that one 3-2. They ended up taking the 3-2 series lead. Leads us to Game 6. Tampa Bay has a chance to bring this one home. I think we already know what happens here, but just a lot of speed and a lot of back and forth early. Tampa Bay were starting to push. Ovechkin was just starting to take over, had a flurry of equal chances towards the end. Both these teams did. It was 0-0 after the first. Ovechkin just looked like a man possessed. You know, take your favorite clutch player, and when the game's on the line, you got to have them. They just play till they drop, and that was Ovechkin in this game. In the second period, there was more back and forth. Washington started to dominate the hits and physicality. It seemed to take a lot of the life out of the Lightning. Ovechkin starting to tee off and find his shots. When I say tee off, he was not only finding the shots, he was starting to tee off. He was really throwing his weight around, and he was letting the entire Tampa Bay staff know, you're going to have to go through me to win this. And then TJ Oshie, Captain America. I'm calling him Captain America. You can call him whatever. Captain America puts one in on a power play, makes it 1-0. It was right in front of the goal, right in the middle. They kept kind of okey-doking, and as soon as Tampa went lax on the coverage, it went right to him, and he hammered it home. He's not going to miss from there. It was 4:48 left in the first. That ended up being 1-0 going into the third, where Vasilevskiy and especially Holtby were putting on a clinic. Smith Riley for Washington had a tapper to make it 2-0. Oshie again with the empty netter, make it 3-0. I'm telling you, Smith Pelly, yeah, you can play. You're like a miniature Bufflin. I like the crap of how you play. So Smith Pelly, you keep doing what you're doing, good sir. 3-0 Caps after the Oshie empty netter. With 50 seconds left, your final 3-0 Caps, Game 7 tonight on NBCSN here locally. Caps, Bolts, 8 o'clock. Trust me, we're going to be done in time. You guys will definitely get the chance to watch this because we're almost done. Now, I said I was going to preview tonight's game. I believe it is in Tampa. Do I have that right? Yes, it's in Tampa. Washington, to me, has to stay physical. And Tampa's got to shoot more often. That's the ways those two teams are going to win. Either Washington is going to dominate the hits and the physicality, and they're just going to shove Tampa around until they just force home those goals. I mean, look for Ovechkin to have one. At least one tonight. Look for Oshie to have a point. Look for Smith Pelly. You guys know. Look for Holtby to have 30-plus saves. Look for Vasilevskiy to have the same. If Tampa's, like I said, if the Caps are going to win, they're going to have to win the physical battle and just pretty much push around Tampa Bay. And if Tampa Bay is going to win, they've got to just fire off as many shots as they can, because I think honestly, I mean, you're dead even on goalies here. The way both of these guys are playing, you're just going to have to sneak one pass here or there, whatever you can do. But, you know, Game 7, there's nothing more exciting. Everybody always says there's nothing more exciting than playoff hockey. I say there's nothing more exciting or there's nothing more exciting than Game 7 playoff hockey. I say if it goes to overtime, that's a big thing, but I'm honestly expecting 4-2 Capitals. It's going to be 3-2. They're going to hit a They're going to hit an empty netter towards the end to make it 4-2. But once again, Tampa fans, I'm not downing your team. If you guys win, I will be just as excited for you guys to be in the finals. Either way, you get the Golden Knights, who are getting a good many days rest because the Stanley Cup Finals will start next Monday. And it all depends on who wins as to where they will be. But that's going to do it for us. Thanks for everybody who joined us on Board Check. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Impact Media. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Game 7 coming up. Top of the hour. Go Canes. Go Preds. Go Glads. Go Wataki. We'll see you next week.
By that much.